Avchet Medeis, Baron Gorgon. Omar, Obovach lo yito mi bal habayis, v'noisein lioni. As even though you're standing in the Mokum Ftur, you shouldn't take directly from Rishus HaYochid and bring it into Rishus HaRabim. Or else may oni to take it from the oni that's standing in Rishus HaRabim, v'noisein lebal habayis and give it to the bal habayis inside the house that's in the Rishus HaYochid. These two things you shouldn't do. V'yimnotal v'nosa nishloshtem Pturim. But if you did it, all three are potter. Why? Because you're on a Mokum Ftur we're talking about now, and the site of a Mokum Ftur is that it's at least gimel tfachim off the ground, so it's not bottled to the ground, and it's not dal dal dal. It's less. It's 3x3, so it's not a karmelis. It's called a mokum ptur. If you're on a mokum ptur, you're allowed to carry into rishus rabim. You're allowed to carry into rishus yochid. But to stand on this platform and take from rishus yochid to hand into rishus rabim, that you shouldn't do. But if you did it, b'diavad you should know your potter. It's only yosim mid rabon, but mid raitzi your potter. So the Gemara, since you put the lema to have a tiyufta the rova, the Chura, this should be a tiyufta kasha to rova. The Yom HaRova, Rova says, Hamavir chefetz mitchilas dalit, lisoiv dalit, prishus harabim. If you carry a chefetz in rishus harabim, you pick up something on the floor, and you move it dal damas prishus harabim, and you put it down, yachayiv. That's the case of havoras dal damas prishus harabim. That's the melacha. So if Rav Achidish to afal pi sheviru derech olov, even though the way you carried it was you picked it off the ground and you carried it above your head four amis and then you put it down on the floor, still chayiv. So Drashi, what's the kasha? Derech olov, so Drashi shehegbiyo lamala miyud. As you picked up this sefer from the floor or anything, some food from the floor, you picked it up. And how did you carry a dal damas? You put it above your head, which the mal that's more than you tfachim off the ground, and you move dal damas, and then you put it down. From the size when the chepus was moving the dal damas, it was moving through the avir of Rishus HaRabim. Now the avir should lie the mokum ptur, and still we see a chayiv olov. So what's different in our case here? Here we're saying if you're standing in a mokum ptur, and you take from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, you put him in the raisa. And Rav Lukura says, you chayiv, it's a stira. Sadrashi, derech olav shegbiya lamala meyud, was picked up more than yud. The loy sholet be avarishus rabim, it never went into the avarishus rabim. Vevi mokim ptur, still chayiv. Sadrashi kiho deranche. Later, when you put it down into rishus rabim, still we say yechayiv. The yafagav the derech mokim ptur rozel. Even though you went through mokim ptur, as you carry it above your head, dal damis, then you put it down. So Chura, like our Gemara now, when you go through a Mokum Ptur, we say Midirayis Yechayiv. So how come here Rava says Yechayiv? We say Yepoter, how come Rava says Yechayiv? And for the Gemara, Hosom Loinach, Hochonach. He says, in Rava's case, you did not rest at all. You picked up this Chepus from the floor, and you picked it up, and you moved the Dal Damas and put it down. There was no Hanochar in between. Therefore, it never rested in the Mokum Ptur. It was traveling through a Mokum Ptur. When it came down on the floor, since now it was moved, Dal Amis, from one place in Rishus HaRabim to another place in Rishus HaRabim, that's Rav's Chiddush Yechayiv. As the Avor itself doesn't have to be in the Rishus HaRabim, even though the Avor itself is Lamala, but since the Akira was made in Rishus HaRabim, and the Anoch was made in Rishus HaRabim, Yechayiv. Why? Because there was no Hanoch, it never rested while it was going. Ma'ashenkein hocho noch, here it rested. So Drashi, loinach b'mokim ptur. So when you picked it up and carried it over through Rishus HaRabim, mokim ptur. V'hevel lei akira m'shus HaRabim v'yanocha b'shus HaRabim. That's why you chayiv. You made akira and anocha b'shus HaRabim, you chayiv. Abohocha nach, here we're talking about where you're standing on the yiskupa, you're standing on this mokim ptur. So when you take it from the person outside to bring it to the person inside, since you're standing on the mokum ptur, here it's called hanocha. Now there is shver, why is it called hanocha? Pashtish, your hand never stopped moving. You're standing on this platform outside the house, you put your hand inside the house, took a chepetz out of the house, and handed it to the person outside. So also the chepetz really never rested in the mokum ptur. So Drashi hochanach, b'mokum ptur, b'yad ha'oimed al haskupa. and the hand of the person that's standing on your skupa. As when you're standing on this skupa here, this is the mokum tur, you're standing here. You put your hand here to take it out, to put it down. As soon as the chepas comes over this reshus where you're standing in, that's called the ma'is hanocha. Even though the metzius didn't rest. That's the way most of the rishayim lachorim learn the pshan rashi. That's a very shrewd gemara. The most poshut pshan this gemara is the way the Ravid learns. The Ravid learns the gemara's teretz means the metzius. When you came through, you're standing in the Mokim Turim, you picked up the Chavis from the Shusha Yochid, you came here, either your mamas stood still for a second, or else your mamas put it down in the Mokim Turim. And then you picked it up again and put it down into Shusha Rabim. That's the way the Ravid learns our Gemara. Where in the Metzias, you made a Maisa Nocha. But La Loch, Mishmurving is down more or less like Rashi Shita, Mashma the Chiddish, even if you didn't rest. As you're just standing in the Mokim Turim, you put your hand in the Shusha Rabim, take a chayfetz and go straight over into Rishus HaYochid, still you potter. The question, why you potter? You made it akir Rishus Rabban Anoch of Rishus HaYochid. The Teretz of the Rashi said, since it comes through, and the same Rishus where your body is, that's an automatic Hanoch. That's automatically considered like it was Nach. So what's the difference if you carry it above your head? Why do we say there, Yechayiv, there was no Hanoch? So one chiluk is, when you carry the chayfetz, Lamala Meyud, it's considered like your body is in the Rishus Rabban. And your hand now, the chayfis is going lamala to makam tur. So it doesn't blive hanocha because your hand is not in the same rishus your body is. It's only considered hanocha here, where you're standing in the makam tur, and you go straight through next to your body, so that's considered like it was nach in the makam tur. Now, shaking, you go above through the rishus arabim, that's not called in the makam tur. That's the way you could learn Shan Rashi. But the Pashup Psham, the sugi is like the Ravid learns. When are you potter? When your mama stop in the Mokim Tur, or else you put it down on the floor. Or else you have to say the Chiddush and Rashi that when you're standing in the Mokim Tur and the Chepas come straight connected you, that considers automatically, since it's attached to you and you're attached to the ground, as if it's not right now on the ground. So that's why now, Mishnah now, right before you potter, if you're standing in the Mokim Tur and you take from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Where you pick it up and carry it on top of your head through a Rishus HaRabim and put it down, there you chayiv. There was no hanocher at all. So the Moravite. Now this next Omid Gemara came out to the Shvesta Omid in Gans Masech the Shabbos, mainly because it has to do with Masech the Ervin. Like if you know Ervin Klo, it'd be a cinch. So we will try and go through it now a little bit. If you don't get it too Klo, you always know there's hope to get it again in Masech the Ervin. Maybe I should have brought my blocks here. Blocks for this. Yeah. So Acherim, this is the end part of the brice we had before. Acherim Omer Maskupa Mishamesh Shtei Rishuyis. The Yaskupa, that's like the porch, outside stoop, the step, outside the house. Now usually what you have is, you have a Rishus HaYochid, you have a mobile here, and outside is the Rishus HaRabim, and there's a step right outside, there's a skupa, like a platform coming up. Shchur, it's at least Gimel Tzfachim off the ground, and the Stam, it's Rochav Dalad Adalit. So this is skupa, it depends. Sometimes the Brisa says it's called Rishus HaYochid, and sometimes it's Rishus HaRabim. It's outside the Movi is a Rishus HaRabim. Inside the Movi is a Rishus HaYochid. And this step is right outside the Movi. So Brisa, what? It's not really a porch, it's the front step. It's the step that's stooped outside. So the skupa means a platform coming off the ground. Acherim Maimrim is skupa. This is skupa. This platform mishamesh shtei rishuyis. It has two different halachas to it. Is bisman shapesach psuach. If the door is open to it, as usually we're saying now, either it could be we'll soon see a house or a mother inside, and you have a door here. So the door closes, and right outside the door is where the skupa is. So if the door, it says bisman shapesach psuach. If the door is opened, so this. Platform outside, you see the inside of the house, is kalifnim. It has a loch like a Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to carry from your house into this platform. Mashenkein Pesach Nol, if the door to the outside house or the outside mobi is closed, so instead of the Rishus HaYochid is just up until here, when the door closes. Anything outside the door is considered like the Rishus HaRabim, and even though there's a platform here a little bit up, Gimel Tfakim off the ground, still is Rishus HaRabim Dami. His Pesach Noel is Klechutz. If the door is closed, then we look like this outside, a skupa like this klechutz, it's Rishus HaRabim Dami, and you can't carry there from Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara v'yaf agad the lestei lechi. What do we say now? This man, the door is open. If it's open, so since you're allowed to carry inside the mavui, you're allowed to carry outside on this skupa also. It's also tzedekah lefnim. It's like inside the house. You're allowed to carry there. For the Gemara, what's the heter? The yaf agav the lesle lechi. Even though you don't have a lechi. Now the lach of a lechi is like this. So Mavi was saying is usually like an alleyway that has three mechitzas to it. It's covered on all three sides. Those there are chatserim opening up into the Mavi, and the houses are here. You have the house into the chatser, into the side street. So side street is surrounded by all three sides by mechitzas. So fourth side is completely open. So midiraisu we said it's called Rishus HaYochid, three walls making Rishus HaYochid. Midirabonim though you're not allowed to carry until you have a fourth wall. So Rabonim made clues, we'll see in Masech Ervin. A kur is matter. Kur means you have a piece of stick just sticking up in the front of one of these walls. That's like a heker, and you're allowed to carry now inside this movie. It's called like Rishus HaYochid. There's another heter we'll soon see, it's called a kur. A kur means you have a beam going across on top. That's called a kur. So to be matter this fourth wall, to give a mechitza, Rabbanu will make you don't mamish need a wall. It's enough either to have a kura going across on top, or else to have a lechi coming up. So now the Gemara is asking, this is a scooper now. Now usually where do you put the lechi? Right outside the movi you put the lechi. Right here we put the lechi. This a scooper now is further out. It's past the lechi, the scooper, because it's further out of the movi. Now the lechi is right at the end of the movi where you put the lechi. So lechi is only matu to carry until the lechi. But outside the lechi, you're not allowed to carry. There's no heker there. So what do I care if the door is open? For this movi, how are you allowed to carry outside? And it's a scooper outside here. There's no lechi there to be matu. It's as if you have the movi is like this, and the scooper is outside here. If you'd want to carry here, you'd have to have a lechi down here to be matu. If you only have the lechi over here, it's only matu to carry until the lechi. But further out, there's no heter to carry in this scooper. What's the heter to carry outside, for the Gemara? For the Gemara, v'yaf agad less than lechi, you have no lechi there. What's the heter? V'yomar rav choma baguriyah, omar rav, toicha pesach, sorach lechi achalatiroi. Hey, toicha pesach, sometimes the pesach could be like this, that we have a mobi coming out, and the wall like this sticks out a little bit. They could have three walls, and the fourth wall on top comes out a little bit. So now really this wall is coming out a little bit, like it's an opening like this. This wall here could be called a lechi. It could also be called a lechi. Since it sticks out in the fourth corner, it comes out, like you have three mechitzas, and here a wall comes out a little bit. So this wall could also be called like a lechi. Now if the wall is very thick, let's say it's like 4 amos sticking out, what about in between here? The thickness of the wall itself, can you carry outside here? No, it's adjacent to the lechi. Are you allowed to carry there or not? The lechi is no. You're only allowed to carry from the inside of the lechi inwards. But if the lechi is wide out, throughout the width of the lechi, you're still not allowed to carry. So, Mele Fret Gemara here, you don't have a lechi, so how are you allowed to carry outside? Kinega, this is skupa. Even the case where the Pesach does come out, in between the Pesach, is Sorach Lechi Achalatiroi. You need another Lechi outside the Pesach to be matter. The kids that ask you said you could only carry from inside the Lechi, not from outside the Lechi. I'll tell you here, this fourth wall that's coming in a little bit that we want to consider with the Lechi, it's not Dalad Adalid. So since it's not so big, Dalad Adalid, maybe the whole wall is considered a Lechi, and maybe then you are allowed to carry even Kineged the wall outside. Even outside the movi, since you have this wall sticking out, which is the lechi, even kineged the thickness of the wall, maybe you are allowed to carry. Hey, when can't you carry when it's mamish rochav dalad dalad? That's a chosh of a makom. But if it's less than dalad dalad, maybe zikha bottle to inside to the movi like Rishus HaYochid, and you could carry even without a lechi outside it. So the Gemara know, the Yomar Rav Choma Bagruya, Omar Rav Toicha Pesach. Hey, this Pesach, this outside wall that you want to use it for lechi, even though this fourth wall coming in a little bit is not dalad, still tzorech lechi achalatiroi. If you want to carry outside the movi, kineged this fourth wall, you can't carry. You have to have another lechi out in front of the wall, then you can carry. Because you say this, wherever the lechi is, you can only carry from there inwards. But even kineged the lechi, like I'm saying, I'm using this stick to be the lechi over here, you can't carry here. Kineged the lechi, only from the inside of the lechi inwards can you carry. So zvaita the kashrus, since the scooper is outside here, even if you have a lechi standing like this, and the scooper is over here, still the lechi is not matter to carry from the outside of the lechi, it's only matter to carry from the inside of the lechi. So how are you allowed to carry outside on your scoop is the kasha?
I have a lechi
further around. Yeah, then I'll be
mutter. I have a lechi without the wall.
No, you have a wall. You have the wall we're talking about here. You hear the wall is here. You have the wall there.
What if I don't have a wall?
That's the halach is how close it has to be. That's not the gate to us. Here you have a wall here. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Pesach, Pesuach, Kosalka Daitos Rashi, B'movui. We're talking about this movui, that's this alleyway that has three mechitzas on all three sides. Just the fourth side is all the way open through Shas Rabin. Shech Shere B'lechi. The Havimini was you were mate to carry in this movui, even with the Rabbanon, with a lechi. You have some pole sticking up at the end. V'lechev lefnim min askupa. And the lechi is inside the askupa. In other words, the askupa is outside the movui. And you put the lechi right outside the movui. You put the lechi here. From the side, the askupa is outside here. So that's the kasha. How are you allowed to carry outside the askupa? The movui is only till here. And you have your lechi sticking up right outside the movui. You can't carry further outside than the lechi.
The three walls over here, the three walls in one house or three different houses?
All different houses. Now, the movui is an alleyway. It's an alley. Like.
What about a cul-de-sac?
What's that?
You enter it's a street that has no exit.
Same, that's what the Mavi is. That's the same thing. Mavi, it's all on all sides. It's closed. That's called the Mavi. V'hainu dekometame. That's the Mars Kasha. V'yafagav less than lechi of a chusid. There's no second lechi outside. V'omer Rav Choma. Teicha pesach shel Mavi. V'hainu roch of eskupa. The width of the eskupa. Sorok lechi achal atiroi. Sha lechi hamater es ha-Mavi. A lechi that's mater the Mavi is stomei neger eskupa. Usually you put it like right outside the movi, connected to the scooper. The zokafle, it's on top of it. Uksavar osilishtamish negra lechi. Even if the lechi is like a thick piece of wood, you're sticking outside here, you're not allowed to carry connected lechi all this way here. Only mechudi hachitzen, from the inside of lechi, only until this point are you allowed to carry, not outside it. The leslei lechim bachutz, vama. Vayon to come atam. Only from the inside of the lechi inwards are you allowed to carry. Heavy hekra mechitza, that's called the hekra mechitza. But outside that, it's also to carry. So since the eskupa is outside the movi, how are you allowed to carry on the eskupa?
Yeah. So a bigger wall is no worse than a lechi that's moved up. Further.
It is. I'm trying to explain to you. A lechi could only carry, no matter how thick this is, from this point inwards, not even connected, this can you carry.
But if the lechi is further away from the wall.
Same thing. You can only carry from here inwards.
Good. So a big wall isn't any worse than if the lechi would start.
But
here.
The lechi's not there. We're talking about the lechi's over here. We're talking about. That's what Rashi says.
But even if it's over here.
That's not there, the lechi. The lechi is over here. So this is where the lechi is. What do you mean the lechi's there? The lechi's here. So Akasha, the scoop is outside there. How can you carry past the lechi?
If the lechi is over here, like this.
Yeah, right.
This way. So we're still going to say that you can't. That from the inside over here. You're
this
not
thing there, you could carry. Weird.
Good.
What
so
do you mean?
Not right.
That's not where the lechi is. Lechi is outside the mob. You put
so
the lechi.
So if it's over here, it is good too, right? So if the lechi is this way, it's no worse. Why can't I say that the lechi is starting over here?
That you can't. That's the lechi. Lechi is a hecker. You could only carry from the inside. You have to see the lechi inside the movi. You have to see it here. They see this point. This point inwards is mutter, not outside. I'll talk to you later. That's the lechi of a lechi. Yeah. So mainly you have no head to carry outside. So drashi b'chitema deles be'rochiv dalid. Drashi b'meshach uvi achayma. We're saying now this fourth wall. Now you don't even have a lechi. It's like the wall is coming inwards. So the thickness of this wall now blinds the lechi. So the chitaim at less the rock of dal the meshach uvi achaimam lefika chenu rishus liatzma. If it's not wide four, then it's not considered like a new rishus by itself. Or mutter lishtamish kinegra lechi. Maybe then you are allowed to carry kinegra the lechi mechudi achitzen from the outside of the lechi. Shu shovel is kupa. The outside of the lechi is kinegra the skupa. So maybe here you are mutter. Eitzu rishus rabim. V'yena chol lechi godem uvi achaima. If you have for the fourth wall, the chaima itself is like coming in a little bit. So the thickness of the wall is the best lechi possible. So maybe when the wall is less than 4x4, then you are allowed to carry all connected the thickness of the lechi. Then it'll be good. Then you carry all connected the scoop also. It's connected the thickness of the wall. And that the Gemara says no, even that is also. Yeah, and that the more brings down. Rabbi Chaim Baguri says, no, even if the wool is less than dollar, that's the lechu by a lechi. You are not allowed to carry outside the lechi or keneged the lechi. Only inwards from the lechi you're allowed to carry, that's all. So here, since the lechi is inwards, in front of the eskupa, is the shred of kasha, how can you carry outside the eskupa? There's no lechi there to be matter. You're going to have another lechi outside. We're not talking about you have a second lechi. Said the empty Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav, Hocha beskupas movi yaskinun. We're talking about right the same terrors of a movi, but the heter is not beteres a lechi. We're going to be matter the movi now with a kura. A kura means we're saying we have three walls going up. This side is open. A kura means you put a beam straight across on top on the fourth side. You're going to put a beam straight across. Now the loch of a kura is it has to be at least thick a tefach wide. The kura. Kura has to have a beam going across the whole fourth side of it, or a tefach thick. So now we're talking about a kura. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Hocha beiskupas movi yaskinon chetzi of mekura vechetzi of sheina mekura. Now since this kura sticks outside the movi, so like here. So this here's the movi. Now this here's the kura right outside. Now the eskupa is outside here. Come to say, if the kura is a tefach wide, so usually the eskupa is much wider. But our kopon of the first tefach of the eskupa has a kura on top of it. That's why we're going to be matter at least to carry underneath the kura. Kura is different than a lechi. A kura, you're matter to carry mamash outside the kura. As wide as the kura is, we say like good achas, this side goes down, and you're allowed to carry until the end of the kura. So if the movi ends here, and on the floor here we have an eskupa outside here. So if we put a kura on top like this, as thick as the kura is, we say this side goes down, and therefore you're allowed to carry on this part of the eskupa. That's what we're talking about. There's a kura now on top of the end of the movi, and the kura we say comes down here. So here for this eskupa you're allowed to carry, it like has a kura to it, a roof on top of it, and echnami, the other here for the eskupa, there you're not allowed to carry on. Half of this eskupa is covered with the kura, the chetzi of sheina mekura, and half of it is not covered up with the kura. The kiruya of kalfei pnim, and the kiruv means the lechi you put towards the inner side of the eskupa. But this eskupa here is outside of the movi. Now where do you have the kura? Not on this side here. You have the kura closer towards the movi. So the first part of the eskupa has a roof on top of it, and the end part does not have. Now we're going to make chalukim halachas whether the door is open or not. Pesach pesuach, if the door is open, then kelefnim. When the door is open, so there's no blockage between this whole mechitza, like this whole mechitza comes straight, total along here, and you have a kura on top. So now you're going to say, now gudach, as this side of the kura comes down here. Now in here, all this lies with shusayachit. So since inwards here, there's dal tvachim, more than dal tvachim, it's all mutter, it's all part of the shusha yochid. That's providing the door here is open. But if you're going to close the door, you're going to close off the door here. So now you have a kura sticking out. How much out does it come? A tefach, two tvachim the most. So now, you can't say gudach, this comes down. Because if it's going to come down, this mokum in here is not dal tadalit. Since the door is closed, you have a mechitza here, and you want this mechitza to come right down now within two tefachim, so as Rashi, we don't say gudachas that way. Gudachas is only when inside you're going to have Rishus HaYochid. You'll have at least Avar Dal Dal Dal. So here we have a chilik. If the door is open, then we can say this kura now comes down. So in here you have this, all this is part of the Rishus HaYochid. It's mutter to carry mamish here for the eskupa, close the mamish below, underneath the kura. But if you're going to close the door, so if you want this to come down, there's less than dal tzvachim here, and that we don't say good achis. That's enough to mean that can you carry in the scoop or not, whether the door is open or not. Because there's a curve on top of the scoop, and you want this part of the curve to come downwards, we only say it if there'll be enough space in here, dal dal dal. Satamura says, Shen Makurva, Kril Kabli Pinin, Pesach Pasua Kilifnim. If the door is open, then we say good achis, the curve comes down, and you're allowed to carry up until the end of the kura. Pesach nol, if the door is closed, then kelechutz. Then we don't say the kura comes down. Therefore, the soa skupa has a lacha like Rishus Rabbim, and it's also to carry. Let's see Rashi. Hocho beskupas mobius ginen. Could the camera? It's not a new terror. It's the same terror we're learning before, that it's a movui. Avoloi bemovi sheher sheroi belechi would not be matter this movui with the terror alechi, which is a stick, stam coming up straight upwards. Ela bemovi sheher sheroi bekeira. We're talking about what matter the fourth side of this movui to carry with alocha bekeira. The keiras hamovi sheer roch betefach. It has to at least be a tefach wide. The perakam of the ervin. Now the escupa the uve ha pesach mistama rechovim hein. Havada the scoop is much more wider than outside of the kerva. Nimsuk on this escupa outside the movi chetziyav shel uve ha pesach mekura. Half of it is like covered up with a kerva on top with a roof. The chetziyav ein mekura and the other half of it is open. Ukegoin sheniach hakerva kalpei pnim. You put the kerva now right inside, right at the entrance of the movi. Letzat ha-movi, near the tzat ha-movi. You didn't put it outside, near the end of the skupa. You put the kura rather right where the walls of the movi in. Hilka, pesach pesuch, if the door to the movi is open, then we say kalifnim. This outside is skupa, underneath the kura is considered like inside. Kalifnim, michud ha-chitzen shel kura. From the end, the outside point of the kura, from that point inwards, is all considered part of the shus ha-yochid. We all let them mandiyama. When you matter a movi with a kira, you allow to carry even underneath the kira itself. Oy mishum tame kira. Either because a kira has a lock of lives like a hecker, like it has a dim mechitzas hecker. It's nicker. Something is there. Milavar from the people outside from the forest. Lektai beyervin. Oy mishum the kira mishum mechitza. The arminan that we say chuda hachitza yorg v'saisim. When you have this kura standing outside the eskupa, the outside the mavui, we say it's like this, and the chuda here, this side of the thing comes down, and mainly you have a whole wall here. So since this whole thing comes down, this is the fourth wall of the mavui. So if the door is opened, very good, we say it comes down, and it's mutter to carry from the end of the kura inwards. Mashenkin Zatrashi. Pesach nol, if the door is closed though, fiadela shaykif if nei ha-eskufa, and adela closes right in front of the eskupa, ha-pnimis, v'chol eskupa chutz adelas. So eskupa is outside of the delas, it's all outside. Kulachutz, if then the whole eskupa is called outside. V'yafilu tachas akura, even the little part right underneath the kura is also called kulachutz. Techiv and anistam ha-movi, since you closed the movi, Botla lo kura. The kura is like botla now. You can't say the kura should come down. Since inside you don't have a halal, you don't have a makam of dalid al dalid, you won't have a shein mechitzas there. There's no mechitzas there. But that's where Rashi learned the sugya. So therefore, if the door is closed, since the door is closed, this kura now can't come down. There's no dalat tfochim in between the door and the end of this kura to come down to make a new rishus here. So if the kura can't come down, then the so is kupa is like outside both of the rishus harabim. There's no mechitzas here. Therefore, it's tzidit per rishus harabim. That's one teretz of the Gemara. The school, love is kivlin. Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi has another terrace. Ravashi Yomar li oilom bi skupois bayis haskinin. I'll tell you something about now in front of your house. You have your front door in the house, and outside your front door you have the top step there, the skup outside. Ukegoin, we're talking about shekiro bishtei kuris. Now usually outside the first step of the house you still have a roof projecting from your house. So still a kiro, a roof coming out of your front door that goes over the front step that's in front of your house. So you have a kira, you have a roof on top coming out. No, what type of a roof do you have coming out? It's a roof made up of two different beams. Again, shekira b'shtei kuris. Two beams are coming out. Shein b'zu abo, v'yein b'zu abo. Neither of the two beams coming outside the house on top has a dalat tfachim. Here's the house, here's your front door, this is the front step outside the house, and on top you have a roof coming out. But there's one beam here, two tfachim wide, and then you have another beam right next to it, also two tefachim wide. In between, it's less than gimel. There's less than gimel tefachim in between, so we say lovud. So if you say lovud, it's considered like you have one long beam more than four tefachim wide, right? So like this chura, you would have a good beam four tefachim, And we would say now, good achatz comes down here, therefore the front step should still be called Rosh Hashanah. If there would be a flat beam here, then Avad, you'd say good achatz coming down, and the whole bottom is still called Rosh Hashanah.